Blog Talk Radio. You are glorified. and they adore. Mighty rocks the wind blows. Hey, hey, let the fire fall. Your fall, let your presence fill the land.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and His peace be multiplied unto you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Happy Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. To each and every one of you this morning. In Jesus' name. Because He lives, we can face tomorrow. He is alive. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Oh, we magnify your name, oh God. We bless your holy name. Your name is awesome. It is mighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you. Lord, we glorify you, O God. We magnify you. We bless your name. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping watch over our souls as we slept through the night. Thank you for the battles that you won for us as we slept, the ones we do not know of and the ones we know of. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for salvation. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you, oh God, for your mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning, oh God. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us of all the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Father, we repent. Have mercy. Forgive us, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the network. We soak our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you, oh God, for your precious blood. We thank you, Lord, for your redeeming blood. We thank you, Lord, the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we soak our children in the blood of Jesus Christ. We soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our siblings in the blood of Jesus, our nieces and nephews. another time. Your mercies are new every morning. We cry out for mercy. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, Father God, thank you for the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Thank you, Lord, for washing away our sins. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, for healing and deliverance, oh God. Thank you for your redemption, oh God. We say thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Masandoria kayembo koyeme kayasandi. Thank you for the blood. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. We put the armor on our children in the name of Jesus, the armor on our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The armor of God and the armor of light on our siblings, our brothers and sisters. The armor of God and the armor of light on our nieces and nephews, in the name of Jesus. The armor of God and the armor of light on everyone that is listening now and those that will listen at another time. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you this morning for a fresh oil, fresh anointing, not the anointing from last night, not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil, oh God. Let us overflow in your power, in your anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let this day be a day of new beginnings in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the new beginning. You said, behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? It shall spring forth. We thank you, Lord, for the springing forth of this new thing that comes from heaven, from you, oh God. We receive it in our spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you that you found us worthy, oh God. Because, Lord, our righteousness is as filthy as rag, but you look at us through your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, and you found us worthy, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God, for the new thing. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you for this new day. Hallelujah. A day that has never been here before. Lord, we thank you. And so, Lord, we claim all your promises and your blessings for this day. All your promises are yes and amen. Oh God, we, your sons and daughters, claim those promises in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, every promise that you've spoken in our lives, let it be completely fulfilled. Your sheep hear your voice. And so, Lord, we are your sheep, and we hear your voice, and we follow after you. Father, we give our lives completely and totally to you. Forgive us at times when we're so selfish and we want to do things our way. Lord, have mercy. Holy Spirit, help us to walk in the ways of Almighty God. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us, teach us. We surrender completely to you, Holy Ghost. Have your way in our lives, Spirit of the living God. Have your way. Let the light of our lives bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you. We acknowledge your presence in our lives. Holy Spirit, we thank you for wisdom, godly wisdom. Wisdom, oh God, and wisdom with understanding. We thank you for revelation with understanding. We thank you for healing the wounds of our past. Oh God, we would have never made it without you. But God, because of you, we made it. Oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you that you are always with us. We thank you. We bless your name. Father, we ask you this morning to send your holy angels to be with us, to guide us, and protect us. In the name of Jesus, your holy angels go war on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, holy angels that are assigned to us as individuals, holy angels that are assigned to this ministry, holy angels that are assigned to our children, our grandchildren, oh God, to be with them, guiding and protecting them, doing God's bidding, your bidding, Almighty God, in their lives. Holy angels assigned to our spouses. Holy angels assigned to our siblings, our nieces and our nephews, and our brothers and our sisters. Holy angels that are assigned to them individually to be with them, guide and protect them. In the name of Jesus, let them be covered. Let us be covered. Hide us in your secret place under the shadow of your wings. We thank you for the ministry of the holy angels. Father, you make your ministers a flaming fire. Make us, oh God, your flaming fire. You are the glory and the lifter of our heads. When the enemy come against us like a flood, oh God, raise up a standard against the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your name. Oh, Father God, everything that you have ordained, destined for us, let it come into fruition, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us fulfill our purpose and our destiny, oh God. Let your perfect will be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we say thank you. Your grace and your mercy. We bless your name. Oh, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the Holy Ghost who is teaching and leading and guiding us into all truth. We thank you, O God, for all that you are doing in our lives. We thank you, O God, for all that you're doing in the lives of our children. Lord, we say thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, this morning, oh God. Lord Jesus, I ask you, Lord, as I bring your word, let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I decrease in Jesus and let the Spirit of Christ, me, oh God, use me as your vessel. Lord, I surrender to you. Open my ears to hear your voice. To not only hear, but Lord, to understand what you're speaking to us this morning. And so, Father, we thank you for this word that is coming forth. We come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown. We cancel every work of darkness against our lives, against our destinies in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail in our lives. When God is for us, who can be against us? So, Father, this morning, as your word comes forth, let us be attentive to what your Spirit is speaking to us on this resurrected morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Please turn your Bibles. Good morning to those who are just joining. Please turn your Bibles with me to John 21. John 21. Hallelujah. John 21. It starts with, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. In this way, he showed himself. Said Jesus. Amen. He has shown, if you read John 20, you will see that he was even there walking on the road with the disciples. You will see that he breathed on them, they saw him, and Thomas was doubting, and Thomas saw his hands and his piercing on his hands and stuff. So now, I want you to look at this as the resurrected Jesus. Hallelujah. He's already been crucified. He's already atoned for us. He's already spoken. Remember, Mary Magdalene saw him first, and then the disciples all saw him. So now, this is another time where they see him. He showed himself again. Hallelujah. This is what I want you. Lord, show yourself again in my life in a mighty way. Show yourself again in our lives. Be revealed, Lord Jesus, in our lives. In the name, in your holy name. Let's go. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And in this way, he showed himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee, and said unto them, I am going fishing. They said unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a boat immediately. And that night they caught nothing. When the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore. For the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, who is that disciple? That's John. It is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little boat, for they were not far from land, not as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net. Soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, as fish lay there on and bread. Jesus said unto them, bring up the fish which ye caught, you not have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And though there were so many, yet the net was not broken. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples asked him, who are thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took bread and gave it to them. Hallelujah. And fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciple after he was risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the third time. This morning, I want to speak to those that may be discouraged because of different situations in your life. Or if you know someone that is going through some issues and some problems in their lives, I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. These disciples, followers of Jesus, what were they doing? Peter decided to go and fish, go back to his old occupation. Their master gone. Even though they've seen him, but he wasn't with them like he was when he was alive. No one know how they felt, but what I believe that they were idle with nothing to do. You remember that Jesus that went everywhere with Jesus. They hadn't, they were with him. Remember Jesus told them to follow him up with Jesus the same way. He said, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. And now, Simon Peter decides to go and fish and going back. Hallelujah. And, you know, Jesus sees our hearts. As individuals, he knows exactly what is deep within our spirit. What no one can see except him. He knows everything concerning our lives. And he knows how we feel even this morning. Hallelujah. And yes, we some feel joy. There's different emotions that is going up and down, but Jesus knows all about it. He hears us. He knows what we're going through. He knows your joy, your laughter. He knows your tears and your sadness. He knows everything about us. Hallelujah. But he never leaves. He knows how the disciples felt. There had been fishing all night, toiling all night, and they caught nothing. And basically, in the night is the time all most fishermen fish in the night, because that's the time the fish come out. But they caught nothing. But who is there waiting? You know, breakfast with Jesus. When I decided, when the Lord gave me to have the pre-Mother's Day, he gave me a brunch with Jesus. Hallelujah. But when Jesus knows our heart, our wound, some of us, we smile, but there is deep sadness within us. And sometimes we wear a mask. Sadness, there's loneliness, there's different things, whatever it is. But I'm here to tell you that's why he paid that price. This is the resurrected Jesus. And he asked the first question, children, have you any meat? They answered him, no. I'm asking you this morning, as Jesus has said, children, he's asking us, have you any meat? What is he saying? Meat in the Bible represents the word. That's why the word of God must be planted deep within us, that when we go through different changes in our lives, we can hold on to his word. Amen. In the name of Jesus, have you any meat? I'm thinking you another way. Have you any meat? You got to know your scriptures. You have to live by the scripture. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Have you any meat? He didn't say, have you any milk? Because we fast and milk fish. You should be eating meat. So in this particular verse 5, I'm giving you a revelation that Christ from the standpoint is asking, do you have any meat that will sustain you during the time of tribulation and trouble, and when different things come in your life? Do you have any meat to chew on? Do you have the word to chew on? Hallelujah. That's why we must be filled with his word. That's why we must study the word. That's why we must meditate on his word. Hallelujah. Have you any meat? And we'll go further tomorrow. We're going to finish this. But right now, the question is, before we even go on the next level, before we go to verse 6, 7, 8, 9, before we do the rest of the scripture, Jesus is asking, have you any meat? When you're sick, do you have meat? What is the meat? The scriptures. Do you have that meat that you get? That by the strength of Jesus on you, you are wounded? Do you have healing scriptures that meat of healing, meat of deliverance, meat of restoration in your life? Have you any meat of prosperity, meat of love, meat of the fruit of the Holy Spirit exemplified in your life? Have you any meat? Do you know the word? Do you know the word? Is it embedded? The word is the seed. Hallelujah. Can the enemy come and take that seed away from you? Have you any meat? I can go to the New Testament and tell you, show you what the word is the seed. Some people hear the word and it's not rooted deep within them. And then some hear the word, it's just full, and then the birds come and take it right after the prayer line. They don't have them, but right after church, the word is gone. But the word must be planted and rooted within us. The word is the truth. The word is salvation. The word is healing. The word is deliverance. The word is sanctification. The word is redemption. The word is righteousness. The word is holy. The word is breakthrough. Children, do you have any meat? What will sustain you in the last days? Is that the preaching? Is the word? Is the scripture? You got to know the scripture. Set it to show yourself approved. Not only know the scripture, but believe the scripture. Believe the scripture. Believe the word. Who's the word? The word is Jesus Christ. The word is full of grace and truth. That is Jesus. Read John 1:14. Jesus Christ is the word. He is the living bread. He is your meat. Hallelujah. If he gives you meat, then you got teeth to chew that meat. It's not meat for you to suck. It's for you to chew each one and digest it and let it become a part of you. So in times when you're going through situations, you can reach out with that word. You can encourage yourself in the word. You can use the word for your joy and your gladness and for your happiness. You can use the word. Jesus is the word. He is the living word. Hallelujah. He is alive. This is the resurrected Jesus Christ. And this morning, have you any meat? Have you any meat? Before he tells them what to do, he asks that question. And before we go further for the rest of the week, this is what he's asking you. So when you get ready and you go to church or you whatever way you listen to the word of God, make sure today, make sure you listen to what the minister, the preacher say. Let the word that preacher preached, let it be planted and rooted in you. Hallelujah. Take down the scriptures. Don't go to church just so you can praise God, but you don't know the scriptures. How will it work? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can shout and you dance. And then when you go home, you're depressed. Why? Because the word is not deeply rooted in you. Amen? What did Jesus, let's look at Psalm 1 before we close. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, that sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. The law of the Lord is the word. And then God, and then the Bible says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also wither, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. Why? Because your delight is in the law, in the Bible, in the word. You want to learn, you want to read, you want to study the word of God. You want it to become a part of you. That's what we need. The word. The word, the word, the word. Joshua, and I will end with Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Let's look at Joshua the 1. In the King James Version, I'm going to read it and we're in. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people under the land, which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites under the great sea, toward the going down of the sun shall be your course. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee, and I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. God is speaking. Then let's go to verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall I divide for inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only, verse 7, be strong, courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, the law is the word, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it, to turn from the word to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. The word, this book of law, the word, shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according all that is written therein. For thou shalt have make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thy dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. The word, the word, the word. Hallelujah. Have you any meat? Have you any meat? Have you any meat? Is that meat, the word of God, planted and rooted in you? Hallelujah. Have you any meat? The word of God is Christ. John 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Hallelujah. Let's go to 14. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your name. We acknowledge your glory, your power. We acknowledge you, Jesus, that you are alive. Because you live, we can face tomorrow. Because you live within us. Hallelujah. You are planted and rooted in us. So we walk by the Spirit of Christ and not by flesh. So, Father, we thank you that we hear your word and we follow after your word. You are the living word. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. As we go to our places of worship and church, if we listen to the messages on television or on radio, let us be attentive this day to what you're speaking. Let us eat the meat that you give your pastors, your bishops, to feed the sheep. Not only be attentive, but understand and have revelation, because you will be speaking to each person on this line, through their pastors, through their bishops, wherever churches they're going to, whether guests, you are speaking to each and everyone individually. May the word be planted and rooted and grounded and germinate fruits, that your name, Jesus, will be glorified. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a happy Resurrection Sunday. Remember, listen to the word of God. Listen to that. Receive the meat. Write it down. Have an understanding. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you.